Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Christmas outfits, $2 bills, and a vegan strip club. You'll hear about that coming up in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
It's a Nakatomi Christmas. John McClane is in the air. Wife Holly Gennaro knows that John will soon be there. All hell breaks loose, but our hero doesn't lose his head. To me, it isn't Christmas until these words are said. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker! Come out to the coast. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker! The LAPD's toast. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker! Hans Gruber doesn't know. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker! Have machine gun, ho, ho, ho. John McClane is barefoot. The bad guys shoot the glass. Our boy Roy gets pissed and kicks Edgar Winter's ass. They find the detonators. Explosions everywhere. Nakatomi Plaza. Gonna need a few repairs. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. John needs a big promotion. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Hans Gruber dies in very slow motion.
Spoiler alert.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Did a little more research on your gift-giving thing, Christy Lee.
Yeah.
This is kind of interesting. 50% of people tell their romantic partner exactly what they want.
Yeah, I think so. Sure.
You do that?
Yes, yeah, peace that. And quiet.
Pat?
Whoops.
I can't.
Pat?
See, if you're going to weigh
in. For many men out there, not.
Pat, if you're going to weigh in, you're you see, I may have to respond. you've asked me not to say anything. Here's a list of bad
gifts.
Can you
tell your significant other exactly what you want?
No.
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 Yeah, I can't imagine that you commenting on these surveys or excuse them enough. I don't think
it's completely
really,
unfair.
I think it's totally fine that couples would say, you know what I would really like this year? And that, yeah, I think that's completely fine.
Is she a good gift buyer? Does she nail it?
Yeah, very.
Okay.
Right. Now, but here's a list of bad things. People are split on the gift card.
Oh, I had, yeah.
A lot of people don't like them.
75%, though, think a gift card is an acceptable gift for a significant other.
Oh.
I say no.
Mm. I think it depends on what it is. A gift card for a day at the spa.
Yeah,
oh, that's quite different.
Yeah.
Well, but it better not be the only gift, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Again, a stack of $2 bills, totaling at least 100.
That's ridiculous.
It's very
odd. It is ridiculous. Why are you stuck on that?
You know how many banks are going to have runs on $2 bills today because of my brilliant suggestion?
For children.
A lot of people.
Not for.
Oh, kids would love that.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Look, I got $22 bills.
Honey, we're not talking about kids here.
I'm not your lady.
Can you imagine if you gave her 10 $2 bills?
She'd throw them in your face.
Oh. Yeah. There better be some very witty card.
They better be on the front seat of a Mercedes.
No. Or you're going to be in the pool house again.
How about gifts for the significant other's family? The survey says the average person spends $120 on gifts for the other person's family.
Oh, okay. Just get mom. Take care of mom. Your significant other's mom, and you're fine.
That's it?
Kinda.
What about dad?
What about the siblings?
Look, don't most guys hit a certain age, and I've hit that age of I don't want or need anything.
Yep. And anything I do want or need, I go ahead and take care of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you got a stack of $2 bills totaling at least $100, wouldn't you mention it to somebody? Hey, listen, look at this. And every time you went to spend money, you say, I got this, don't you? Yeah, Tom gave it to me.
Yeah, the hassle you get from people going, that's not a real money.
God, I wish I didn't already have your Christmas gift because I'd be going to the bank on my way home from
work. I'm telling you, there's going to be a run on them all over the country. Okay, I'm sorry. Christy, one other thing I got this.
Oh, there's more out of him. Okay.
I think this is kind of interesting.
Here we go.
We were talking about music in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Because, Josh, you mentioned when you had this encounter with the tattooed lady in your basement.
Yeah, we had a fun time. We were drinking and listening to music.
It's like she's tattooed from head to foot.
Yeah, no, it was a very small, tasteful tattoo. Mm-hmm. But, my mom was struck by it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Were you playing it on vinyl, the music?
No, it was CD.
CD, okay.
Yeah. It was a mixed CD that I had created.
Oh, nice.
Did you
create it for the purposes of plowing?
Seducing would have been a nicer word.
Sorry. I didn't mean... Wow. Sometimes I can't find the words.
Why would you use that one?
I was working on something this weekend.
No, this was just... I used to make mixed CDs all the time. My brother and I figured out with all the stereo components we had how to create... We had a CD burner... And we had enough CD players where we could do that cool thing that they would do on the radio.
Yeah.
Whereas one song was fading out, the other one was
nice.
Yes.
Nice.
There was no dead air.
Yes. Segway.
Everybody just called that a Segway?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Yes.
That's fun.
Yeah.
A strip club DJ in Portland, Oregon is recovering after he was stabbed by a dancer.
Oh, man.
The victim, a Mr. Duncan Allen, works at the Casa Diablo Vegan Strip Club.
What?
Okay.
Really?
That's the name of it.
See, that's right there.
Vegan? What?
I wonder how this works.
I don't know. He told KPTV, quote, I was on my computer getting some songs ready. Next thing I know, I felt like a 500-pound man punched me in the back.
Oh.
I turned around expecting there to be a huge dude about to fight me, and it was a dancer. She was standing there holding a knife. Mr. Allen, who suffered a collapsed lung, was taken to a hospital. Club owner Diablo Zuckel told the station he believes the dancer, Peyton Lathan, was having a mental health crisis at the time. The 29-year-old Miss Lathan is facing assault charges as well as a charge of unlawful possession of a weapon. Miss Lathan had worked at the club for 10 years. She was not a newbie.
Again, I'm sorry this guy got stabbed and everything, but... A vegan strip club.
It is Portland.
Yeah, good point.
Oh, well, yeah.
That is really odd. So that means no leather, right? Among other things.
Vegan is just really about the diet. That's a whole different thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought the no leather thing, isn't that also a vegan?
I mean, it's very common among vegans.
So the vegan, so the food there has got to be all vegan.
Right.
Not all strip clubs have food, but some do. I've eaten at a strip club.
Yeah.
Yes. Did you go there for the food or for the stripping?
There was one around here that had a great prime rib sandwich for lunch.
No kidding.
Yeah, absolutely.
This was a breakfast buffet.
Ham and legs.
Our friend Tommy Johnigan and I had just finished a show and we went to a strip club and had breakfast.
Nice.
It was awesome.
Is that all you did?
That was all I ate, yeah.
Now see, if I'd given you that thing with the $2 bills,
oh God,
you would have been in heaven.
This is astounding.
I know. What happened over the weekend?
Saying? Because, I mean, I'm sure this lady paid her bail in ones, all crumpled up. Disgusting. And
Ace, did you ever DJ at a strip club?
Yeah, I helped a friend out.
You did what?
Helped a friend out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. For about how long did you do it?
I mean, if he needed help on a Sunday or Saturday night.
Oh. Because I had always heard, I applied to be a DJ at a strip club once.
And like a fill out the form and the whole thing?
Yeah, I actually went to the place and interviewed.
Wow.
And I didn't want to do it because it was the morning shift, like 8 to 2 or something.
Oh.
But I'd also been warned, just drama. Like
a lot of drama, and some of the girls wouldn't tip out correctly.
Right.
So I'd play longer songs for them.
And okay. I was going to say, if you played a certain song, they would just come up and scream at you, or hey, that's my song.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Oh,
they're very possessive?
Yeah. What if the guys used to work in this building ended up being a full-time strip club DJ? You know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
He was the only guy in the building smaller than you, Christy. And he was very small. He's like a diminiature human being.
Drama.
And his entire tenure there, he never so much as got kissed.
Well,
that's not how you tip out.
Is that why you work there, to date a stripper?
I think the fantasy would be, you
take
know,
one of the girls home because yeah, they for, fell
yeah,
in
some
love.
Some probably do think that. Yeah,
but not at all, and it put him off everything.
I bet.
But it was always, I can't believe you played Pour Some Sugar on Me. That's my song. That bitch. Ugh.
No thanks.
Yeah. In any event, there is a vegan strip club. Good to know.
Yeah, in Portland, apparently.
Ace, did you use your own voice, or did you use that classic strip club button thing that makes them all sound the same?
What?
They have a button?
Yeah, there's like a thing that where you can sound just, it makes you sound like a...
You can't say the word yes, you have to say hell yeah.
Yeah, right.
That little machine.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I don't know if it's a button per se, but you can put it, it's a filter, yes.
Who's here to party, a lot of the classes.
So you do like a welcome to the stage cinnamon kind of?
Yeah, welcome to stage two, it's Porsche.
Oh, yeah, you're better than the filter, that's, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Huh. And Pat, don't you have a song about strippers?
Christmas song about strippers? I do, yes.
That's right.
There aren't
does.
That many. But
yeah.
Well, you know Crystal and Amber, Roxy and Brandy, Angel and Ginger, Raven and Candy. What do you recall? The most famous stripper of all, Susie the Sober Stripper, had a very healthy glow. And if you'd breathalyze her, she would blow a point. All of the other strippers would drink a lot to numb the pain. Oh, Susie would do her homework and never join their drinking games. Then one sloppy New Year's Eve, the manager came to say, Susie, with your nose so bright, oh, won't you drive us home tonight? All of the strippers thanked her. Thank you, Susie! Getting them home safely. Oh, Susie, the sober stripper, she won't go down for you or me. No daddy issues.
Nice happy stripper. I've been doing a little vegan strip club. All the women have had hysterectomies. No eggs.
Oh my god. Wow.
Okay.
Too soon? What?
God.
Sorry.
I didn't see that.
A Lyft driver in Florida got quite a shock after finding his passenger naked in the back seat. According to the Polk County Sheriff, the unnamed driver picked up his passenger in Lakeland. Sheriff's official said the driver heard a strange noise, turned around to see the man sitting on the back seat without shirt, pants, and undies.
Oh, no.
When responding, deputies questioned the passenger. He repeatedly said he got a little naked after being overcome with a feeling. The 48-year-old...
A little naked.
...was arrested on a charge of unlawful exposure of sexual organs.
Oh,
but that's a lot naked.
Yeah. Wow. That is naked, naked.
That sounds
right?
Like it, we're inside. That's,
wow. Oh, man. Huh. If you want to get naked, you know, take the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Take the
exactly.
Bus.
There's a place for you.
Yeah. And then you don't take an Uber. I mean, did the guy have like a good excuse? Like, I'm actually Superman, officer. I'm just changing. I forgot my suit. Well, by the way, I always wonder, where did Superman keep the suit?
Me too, because there's no place in a phone booth.
Not enough room in the...
He knew a guy on the... worked at the telephone company.
Okay.
He left a little... left him in... all the phone booths had them.
Yes.
Oh.
Ready to go, no matter which one he'd run into.
But the phone booths were all glass.
Right. That's right.
Didn't he always have it on underneath?
I think...
I thought you were talking about what happened to the suit that he left. Because it was always underneath.
Remember that one of them, he jumped into a phone booth. It wasn't a booth. It was just a kiosk.
Yeah, that was, I think, in the first Christopher Reeve Superman.
Yeah, right.
But, I mean, so you're saying that so the Superman suit's on underneath.
Because he would be running.
You see
and
the thing? Yeah, but then where'd the cape come from?
Yeah, where'd the cape? How would he
tuck it in too, the back?
Was,
yeah.
It was all in
you
there.
You couldn't see it?
No.
No.
He wore his suits very baggy, if you'll notice.
So the guy walked around here and he had a full cape hanging on his back.
Well,
I think you'd notice.
Okay.
I've got a cape on right now. You guys have no... You're none the wiser.
I see.
Well, so much for your secret identity.
That would be so cool.
You think
cool.
I can pull off a cape?
Yes, absolutely.
Just walk around with a cape.
It'd be awesome.
I think my dad did that.
I'd be less Superman, more Jack the Ripper. If
Wait a minute. Hang on a second. What did you just say?
My dad had a jacket that was very cape-like.
Your dad was a theater director.
Yes, he was.
I'm sure he could pull it off.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And Chick and I both saw Wolfman Jack... And he was wearing a cape.
I mean, Wolfman really, Jack. You know what? A cape is very slimming.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. Well, and I saw Wolfman Jack at a radio convention. I knew he had one of those.
The Wolfman.
Had one of those kind of like a cowboy hat with the dingleberries on it, whatever it's called.
Those are always hilarious.
And he was gigantic.
Like Argentinian looking.
Oh, he was very popular. Yeah.
No, but I mean, he was over three bills. Easy. But he was real nice. He was chain smoking. They were either Camels or Luckies.
In other words, no filter.
Yeah, they were.
He liked it. He liked a good party.
That's how you get that great voice. So you can do this.
Hello there.
Hello there. That's the Wolfman. That's the real Wolfman. Hello there, Wolfman.
Hello there.
I just said hello
there. Okay. All right.
Hello there. Oh, wait a minute. That's not the Wolfman.
Speaking of Superman, there have been renewed calls to ban TikTok after several students were injured in connection with the so-called Superman Challenge. Health authorities in North Macedonia near Greece said at least 17 students in the ages range of 10 to 17 hospitalized with broken bones, concussions and or contusions rather, and bruises after participating in this trend. According to Forbes, the challenge involves people lining up in two rows facing each other and extending their hands to form a cradle of arms. You guys
right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Then a person acting as Superman jumps and dives into this cradle, and the group then pushes their arms up to launch the person in the air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this could go wrong in many ways.
Huh. Sure.
When they could go wrong when they first enter this cradle or when they exit.
That's essentially just a trust fall.
The cradle is then supposed to catch them on the descent.
Yes.
Up a little part.
What's happening to them? They're
breaking bones. Okay. And.
But no one died like they did during the Aquaman challenge.
Oh, well, that was,
eight of your friends hold you underwater.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, okay, yeah.
A political party in the country has since issued a statement condemning the irresponsible spread of dangerous content on social media.
Land the wrong way, you end up more like Christopher Reeves, Superman.
Oh, awfully sad.
Yeah, that was...
that was chilling.
Yeah. I'm sorry, it was my fault.
It's a holidays, too. It was like a good thing for the holidays.
No,
man, oh, man.
How about a lighter story? Video of a dog going viral today. She was caught honking a car horn in the mall parking lot.
That's funny.
I love these.
Video captured by Miss Brenna Boyd shows the annoyed-looking boxer named Crystal.
A boxer is a perfect dog to be annoyed and honking a horn.
Seated behind the wheel of her owner's car, pressing the horn with her paw. Ms. Boyd told CTV News that she first heard the horn when she went into the Save-On Foods in British Columbia. But when she heard it blaring 10 minutes later, she decided to investigate.
Save on, Save-On's got the groceries. Thank you.
That's okay. When she found the unusual sight of the dog repeatedly honking the horn and people surrounding the car laughing.
I just saw the picture for the first time. It's a white boxer, which I'd never seen before.
Like, hey, well, I'm done with this shopping.
What they say about white boxers. Never bet on it.
White. There it is.
I mean, just holding it down.
And, come on.
And look. And then he's got his paw right on the horn looking around like, hey,
what are you looking at?
I'm over here. What the hell?
Wearing a vest, which is funny. So he looks more like a person.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. Look at that guy.
Oh, come on. That's hilarious.
And just naturally looking grumpy. Yeah, like,
what a beautiful dog. I've never seen one that color.
I've never been through anything so long in all my life. Good Lord.
Great. I send her in there for milk. Who knows what she's buying?
Absolutely unacceptable. Honk, honk, honk.
You had a list, stick to it.
The dog's thinking, this is the greatest squeaky toy I've ever had.
Yes. Because it takes a certain amount of pressure. The dog knows.
He knows what's going on,
yes.
Good for him. Good boy. Good dog.
You want to go
so
home?
So long and
he
loud.
He is a good boy.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.